This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
An unelected, worldwide totalitarian, crony capitalist, organized crime system. You see it happening. They're in big trouble. They're saying we're going to politically destroy and financially destroy anybody that tries to lead a resistance against us. That way the elite just sit there in power. Everybody knows they're corrupt. Everybody knows they want us poor and dumbed down. Everybody knows they're a bunch of eugenicists. But they'll destroy anybody that tries to resist them or any nation that tries to break free of their octopus hydra grip. But history shows no amount of propaganda, no amount of intimidation will work once the general population is awakened and culturally focused against it. Wow, there is so much, obviously, that I'm going to get to today, and then David Knight's coming in. I'll be back posting the full show, Lord willing, this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Of course, I'll be back in tomorrow some as well, but I'm going through major trials and tribulations right now, as everyone knows, and they're only intensifying each week in the test. And the real test is I don't blame God for any of this. This is just the nature of the world, the nature of fallen man, and also a lot of mistakes and things I've done. I'm far from perfect, but because I'm not here trying to sell people out or enslave humanity, I'm trying to empower humanity. I do love God. The enemy and the world absolutely hates me, just as the Bible tells us. Ivanka Trump goes to a UN Women's Summit in Berlin, obviously yesterday, rubs elbows with Angela Merkel, and breaks with her father because it's a women's rights issue. She says, bring in refugees. Isn't that funny? For the women, 80%, according to Interpol, of the migrants are military age men. Close to 90% are of the male gender. So we're talking 11% or so that are women and children. But they always show you the women and children in the shots. They find those shots so that you feel bad and you feel sorry, and then you accept it. And then she can go on TV and say, we need to let them in. So truly disgusting propaganda. And is it Trump playing good cop, bad cop? He has tried to stop the seven nations where they don't vet anybody and they just give them, you know, fake passports like Somalia, Sudan, and others. But now she's challenging the president, her own father, to change his policies. This is just ridiculous. We did not elect Ivanka Trump. We did not elect her Democratic Party husband, Jared Kushner. Oh, remember about 2.5, 3 weeks ago, we had Steve Pachinik saying it was going to break soon in the news that Jared Kushner has been compromised by communist China. And guess what was in the New York Times yesterday? Oh, fake news scoops you again. No, we're the real news. Bribe cases of Jared Kushner partner and potential conflicts with communist China and so much more. Isn't that just special? So there you go. That's why they hate us so much, because we can force this information out in the open. And it's come out now in the Daily Caller. It's up on Infowars.com that Stephen Bannon called Jared Kushner a cuck and a globalist behind his back. Well, he certainly is a cuck for the establishment, and everything he touches goes bankrupt. He's a good-looking guy. We never heard him talk. I mean, you know, you want to be in a man's game, Sonny. Need to hear you talk a little bit. We hear your wife out there quite a bit, and what comes out of her mouth doesn't sound too good. What came out of her mouth sounded real good at the RNC. Now, that said, we're 100 days now into the Trump administration, and it's a love-hate relationship, personally. It's paradoxical. Just so good on the economy, so good on sovereignty, so good on TPP, so good on bringing jobs back, so good on moving for the border wall, moving to kill NAFTA and GATT. But more and more who he's bringing in, bad, 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 like this big bad one when we come back. They're leveling their crosshairs for sure on whistleblowers, Julian Assange, Snowden, and others, calling them foreign intelligence operatives. So you might as well have John McCain running the White House with that type of baloney. Stay with us.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get the lowest prices of the season on women's Sonoma tees, just $4.99. $5 tall the jumping beans tops and bottoms. And Nike sneakers, just $43.99. Get the lowest prices of the season on Kitchen Electric, $4.99 after $12 mail-in rebate. Plus the big one bath towel is just $2.99. Stock up, stay big, and get Kohl's cash. It's the lowest prices of the season, Wednesday through Sunday, at Kohl's. Select styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
I want to encourage all of you, remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the links so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Out of my way.
Out of my way. Out of my day. Out of your mind.
Out of my way, Satan. Get behind me. I'm not strong, but God's strong. When I come into the presence of God, when I got on my knees this morning for about 15 minutes, I could just feel how fallen I was and my separation from God. And then I could feel God come closer. And I could feel the Spirit rise in me. And quite frankly, it makes you be ashamed of yourself, but you're so close to God, it just, you know how real it is, and how you want to be purified and sanctified. You know, the Holy Spirit comes on me when I'm never expecting it, and it's so strong, but it's whenever you purposely get down on your knees and pray at a set time, it's good to do because you realize how worldly you are and how you were in the world and how you were so much more fallen, like someone down deep in black water. But as you begin to swim up towards the surface, you break out, and then there's the sun. You're not like God. You're not pure like God. You're not holy like God. But now you're in the atmosphere of God, and you can see the edge, the light, the archetype of God. It's an amazing time to be alive. Evil is rising because liberty is rising. The great test. The trials and tribulations that we're always facing are now going to intensify because the energetic level of the planet is rising.
and the enemy is moving against humanity on every front, but God is working through you and so many others in the face of this flood of corruption. I forget the exact area of the Bible. Maybe we can search engine it. But when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. Everything is part of God's plan. The Lord works in mysterious ways. And you see the enemy taking everything we say out of context, twisting it, turning the fact that I'm truthful against me, using their worldly systems for control. But then you have to really pity people like that. As Isaiah, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. All right, let me just hit some of the basics that's coming up today. David Knight's going to be here, and then I get to go enjoy my trials and tribulations and my family's trials and tribulations. And then I should be back Sunday, maybe even tomorrow, here in studio. We'll see, ladies and gentlemen. But Paul Watson's hosting his final show tomorrow. Then he's going to go visit the Rockies for a few days with his girlfriend and then go back to London. Paul's been doing a great job. It's been great having him and the rest of the crew here together. It's wonderful. True blessing, you know, the folks that work here getting to be associated with such great, hardworking, focused, dedicated people. It's night and day in this office compared to out there on the street. There's a lot of great people on the street as well. It's just at InfoWars, there's such a concentration of hardworking, dedicated people. We get angry at the globalists sometimes and kind of wears off on each other, but we've got to just always remember that we're focused, we're moving forward, and we're going to keep the bullets going politically downfield. Let me hit this first. We started hearing rumblings in the last month that the new CIA director and the new attorney general were going to make their big focus leaks. Now, the president has said leaks in the White House, leaks in Congress, leaks in the intelligence agencies. People leaking on his meetings every day. Oh, Jared Kushner's not going to get in trouble. We've confirmed. We've got the copies of the text messages. Oh, yeah, we've got them all. That's why they didn't deny it when it all came out a few weeks ago with Roger Stone. Mr. Fake News is not Mr. Fake News. The media immediately went, oh, my God, it's true. And then you saw all the backpedaling where Kushner and others are leaking like a sieve. Bannon will not even talk to anybody, including Breitbart, because he won't be accused of leaking. So he won't even talk to people. He's completely isolated because he's doing what Trump says. So imagine with the pedophile rings getting rounded up and the borders getting secured and the first 100 days, a lot of good economic things that are happening, a lot of amazing things like TPP getting killed. Trump is an American president. He is actually acting as president. Doing some things I don't like, doing a lot of things I love, but he's being the president. So that's the big positive. And there's a lot of great positive things about the first 100 days. It would take hours to go over. Most of you can probably think of more than I can. But look at these headlines now. This is bad. If they were prosecuting the leakers in the government with the hack that happened a few years ago, with the OPM hack, where you had 14 to 20 million names of secret agents and government people and their social security numbers and their phone numbers and their associates and their connections all leaked. Nobody got in trouble. Nobody lost their job. Biggest devastating blow to our security in our history, probably. And there's been so many other big events like that. Inside the cyber attack that shocked the U.S. government. Well, nothing ever happened. Here we are like 3 years later, 2.5 years later. So you've got all this leaking of sellouts to communist China, all the Clintons in bed with the Russians and Chinese up to their eyeballs. And then Snowden and Assange that have exposed targeted corruption that whistleblowers have put out that needs to be exposed, that's criminal activity against the American people, the DNC rigging the election, trying to steal it, rigging the questions, all the things they did. Let's keep America poor. Let's keep them in the dark. All those incredible revelations of just how bona fide evil they are. And now the Democratic Party is running the entire MSM every day, running Google, banning libertarian patriot news, all of it proof. Huge victories we had. None of that's even in the news. And all we hear from Trump is stop these leaks. They go, oh, yes, sir, we will. Well, sir, you said stop the leaks. And I know this isn't Trump. This is him delegating. I could barely run an office here with 60-something crew members. They're great people. You get a few traitors in there, a few moles. We've had a couple moles in here over the years, and they almost ran the ship aground. They tried. By the grace of God, we discovered them right as they were, you know, basically involved in the sabotage. And can you imagine Trump with 4,000 people under him and all the other interlocking agencies and a million-plus employees that plug into that? It is crazy. So you've got the Vault 7 stuff coming out, all the illegal hacking and everything, that proves that Trump's being illegally spied on and being framed. So people in the U.S. government are leaking to WikiLeaks. He was a high-level contractor, been the CIA, you name it, Snowden. All of that's happening to back up what Trump's saying, putting him in office, exposing the deep state. The deep state's trying to sabotage Trump. He said that himself. So has Spicer, Sean Spicer, the press secretary. They've all said, yes, we're battling deep state, and here's all the intel proving that and trying to save the country. And now the CIA director says that WikiLeaks is a hostile intelligence service. Wow. Our own patriots are giving 90% of the intel to WikiLeaks. That's admitted. And he says that. CIA chief blasts WikiLeaks once praised by Trump. That's USA Today. Candidate Trump, I love WikiLeaks. President Trump, arrest Assange. Ron Paul. It's all up on Infowars.com. So, Trump always talks about how he's loyal and how he, you know, all the rest of the stuff. And these people went out on a total limb to do all this, and they're being thrown to the wolves. You add the cherry on top of Ivanka Trump going to the women's conference with Merkel and saying we need to bring more refugees in. It's for the women when it's 80% military-age men, 89% men gender-wise, 11% women, and it's giant rape gangs all over, running people over with cars in every major country multiple times a year, shooting people every week. They won't even call it terror. And then she sits up there and says, I disagree with my father. He needs to change his position. Wow, Ivanka, we didn't elect you, sweetheart. Is it intimidation? Is it because they're liberals? Is it because they want to go to the coolest trendy restaurants? I don't know, but it's betrayal after betrayal. And it's a paradox because Trump's doing all this great stuff, and I'm glad Hillary isn't in. And he is being the American president, and the globalists still hate him. But what is his family thinking? And his family taking advantage of Trump, bare minimum. But it doesn't matter because even if he's a good guy or a bad guy or whatever it is, it's dereliction of duty to let his daughter run around and countervail everything we've built, our sovereignty, what we've done, and to side with the UN and the globalists that are trying to destroy her father and this country. And then we told you 2.5 weeks ago, was it 3 weeks ago, we put it on screen. We had former high-level CIA, you name it, that's all classified, regime change expert, Dr. Steve Pachinik, saying it's going to come out that Kushner's run by the communist Chinese as April 10th. So 3 weeks ago, bribe cases, a Jared Kushner partner and potential conflicts, New York Times, getting into all of that yesterday. So there we are, giving you all that intel way ahead of it being mainstream news. So it's simply amazing. Meanwhile, Paramount's new chief revives a China deal where they begin the takeover of Paramount. They're trying to buy up all six right now. Look at DrudgeReport.com. Kim puts White House in crosshairs, threatens to blow it up. Just look at government worship. Just look at the cult of government worship and how Venezuela's starving to death and Brazil has the natives shooting arrows. I want to play that when we come back. Shooting arrows, you know, at the parliament building because they won't even let the natives into the parliament to be represented in their tribal lands. And just all the craziness that's going on. Historic tax cuts to put USA back to work. That's some good news. Trump is trying to fulfill that promise. Austrian press, all women must wear headscarves to fight Islamophobia. See what I told you? They're going to make everyone submit to Islam to stop making them get mad at us. I've been saying that for 5-6 years, and now they're actually doing it. That's the plan. You go to the liberal women's marches funded by Soros, half the women are wearing hijabs. It's like a little rebellious, you know, cuckold thing they do. Wow. We're going to come back and get into where I see all this going for one more segment. And then David Knight's coming in. We've got so much to cover today. Infowars.com/show. The enemy hates the broadcast because we are telling the truth and we bring the light in the dark of the night.
Values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card, but don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Then David Knight's coming into the next segment. Got a bunch of guests lined up today. Why is Trump going sideways? David Knight might want to open the phones up and get people's take on this. I mean, what do you think? A lot of stories up on InfoWars.com. I just mentioned this one, and it ties in. Story from Breitbart. Austrian press, all women must wear headscarves to fight Islamophobia. The only thing more ridiculous than that was all the big Swedish Stockholm syndrome, literal articles out of Stockholm, articles a few weeks ago where the guy ran over a bunch of people with a car and killed them. They said, ban cars so that we can't be run over. It was not, they didn't even say it was a Muslim. Didn't even say he screamed Allah Akbar, even though he did. Wouldn't let you see the images of it. Just a car did this. Ban cars. Out of solidarity towards those who do it for religious reasons. They have the topless in New York, in D.C., in Berlin, videos. We've played them with the little, you know, what's covered up. With the women up there, lesbian women, saying Allah Akbar, and chanting Islamic chants when Muslims would kill them in 2 seconds. And there's no fallacy for them in their minds. Because only the West and the place that gave them the nest to have the freedom and have purple hair and tattoos. I don't care if you have purple hair and tattoos. Does it impress me? Does it not impress me? I see women with purple hair sometimes. I like it. The point is, oh, you're so impressive. You're so avant-garde. You're so counterculture. That is the dominant culture's purple hair and tattoos everywhere. So fine. So now you want to, like, poop in your pants or something. You know, in Japan, they're all into cleanliness, the cleanest culture pretty much in history. And so the big fetish there for the last 50 years of decadence is people crap on themselves. I mean, I don't want to be gross here, but they have bars, they have a whole thing that's into it. It's the grossest thing. The Japanese were totally grossed out by that. You shouldn't be. So how do you become bad? You start pooping on yourself. And that's what this is. Let's put a headscarf on. Let's Allah Akbar. Let's allow genital mutilation of newborn girls. Oh, it's so liberal. Oh, it's so trendy. You know, oh, the news is all, oh, you know, the yogurt owner, the guy from Turkey, that works with George Soros and George Soros' law firm suing us. And they say in Bloomberg, I'm being sued for connecting refugees to rape and TB. And then I've got the mainstream news articles of in that town, TB's up 500%. That's political correctness. You will not say Muslims are connected to sex assault. You will not say any of it. You will never say that. You will never say TB's going up. Is that understood, sir? Do you understand that? There is no leprosy coming in across the border. There is no drug-resistant TB. There is no problem. Venezuela has no diseases and is a wonderland with food growing on the trees everywhere and everyone is super rich. Communism is wonderful. Look at North Korea. And you're like, you look at the town, it's up 500%. They covered up the rape cases, said that didn't exist. They finally plead guilty. The town says it's happening, epidemic, the police and the mayor won't do it because they've been ordered not to. The mayor is the source that there's no rape in the town. It's like ABC News. The mayor doesn't think the plant's connected to rape. Full of Muslims. Can I go to Turkey and open up a yogurt plant and move in, say, a couple thousand Texans? and then have the women walk around without a hood on their head? No, no, no. But see, because we're tolerant, we're bad. So I've got to be so tolerant now that I have my wife wear a hijab, my daughters wear a hijab, and then, you know, take them to Islamic doctors, they can pull out some scissors and cut their genitals off. I'm not going to do it. I stand against it because I'm a hate monger, right? That's up on Infowars.com. It just goes on and on and on from there. You know, Trump said that he was going to renegotiate NAFTA. Now he says he's not leaving it. They say he's flip-flopping. No, he said he's going to. I'm going to wait and see what he does. Killing TPP was huge. Military preparations are underway for North Korea's strike. He continues to threaten to attack everybody. That's up on Infowars.com. Get those articles out. Sign up for the free newsletter. The enemy does not want you to have the information because it's affecting the world. Let's beat their computers. Let's beat their AI together. Let's show them like we did in the election. Whether Trump ends up being perfect or not, that doesn't matter. Nationalism's rising. People want it. The brand of liberty is the number one thing out there. We're going to win together. We're going to go to break and come back, and David, I'll tell you about some of the big specials that end this weekend, like 53% off the bone broth turmeric total paleo caveman formula. Not because it isn't one of our top five sellers, but because it's a lost leader at that price. Well, if you sign up for auto ship and 10% off, it certainly is. because I want you to see how great it is. We've got the Super Blue Kids toothpaste almost sold out. We've got Brain Force and so much more. A bunch of specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Please pray for me and my family. We really need it. The enemy's coming against us right now. But we do it with jolly spirit. All right, we'll be right back.
March. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Only twice a year, and it's here. Kohl's lowest prices of the season. Prices so low, no coupons needed. Get the lowest prices of the season on women's Sonoma tees. Just $4.99. $5 Tala Jumping Games tops and bottoms. And Nike sneakers, just $43.99. Get the lowest prices of the season on Kitchen Electric. $4.99 after $12 mail-in rebate. Plus the big one bath towel is just $2.99. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. It's the lowest prices of the season. Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Thursday. This is April the 27th. It's getting there pretty quickly, isn't it? We're nearly at the end of the month, and we're about to get to Trump's 100 days. We're going to talk about the Trump tax plan, as well as some movements in Obamacare repeal. Not really, but there's been a little bit of movement there. I think what he did with the Trump tax plan is exactly what he campaigned on. It is very close to what he campaigned on, and it was a good move for Trump to get out in front of Paul Ryan. And I'm going to talk about this, and I'm going to show you how the major opposition on this, just like on Obamacare repeal, is coming from within the Republican Party. From within the Republican Party. They're the problem. We have, if Republicans were all on the same page on this, if Republicans supported what the GOP platform said, what the GOP presidential candidate said, if they supported that, we would have a repeal of Obamacare. When we would get this tax
reform that was revealed yesterday by the Trump administration. So we're going to talk about the two developments there. We're also going to take a look at some of the mind issues that are coming out and the idiocracy that we're devolving into. But before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you that we have extended this sale for a limited time of Caveman, our true paleo formula. We now have 53% off the retail price. That's our Caveman True Paleo Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. That's an additional 20% off the already 33% sale that we had just before. This is for a limited time only while supplies last. And, of course, the unique formulation behind Caveman combines cutting-edge nutraceutical science with ancient nutrition. By ancient nutrition, we're talking about bone broth. People have long known how nutritious bone broth is. We've used this for a long time in my family. Now you can get this in a very easy, it takes a very long time to steep all this, and you don't always have leftover bones that you can make a broth out of. So this is something you can do on a daily basis. It also, besides the bone broth, it adds turmeric root, chaga mushrooms, bee pollen, and many other ingredients in a true paleo nutrition formula. Again, you can get Caveman for 53% off retail at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me read you one of the reviews there, because you can take a look at the reviews that we have there. It's maintained by a third-party site. And here's one of them. The guy's name is Gerald. He says, great stuff, tastes great. Been using some other formulas from other brands, but Caveman has a lot of great stuff in it. I like it, and I recommend it. Also from Bren, he said, excellent product, tastes amazing, love the ingredients. I would recommend to everyone looking for a shake supplement. Again, you can get that at 53% off at InfoWarsStore.com while supplies last. Let's take a quick look at what's going on with the brain issues, okay? Of course, I've said Brain Force is my favorite supplement that we have here. And maybe when we take a look at this clip of Nancy Pelosi, maybe we should send her, just out of sheer compassion, free Brain Force for her to take. That maybe that will help her with these speeches. I don't know if she's being hacked or if this is just nature taking its course as we all get older. But before we do, before we take a look at Nancy Pelosi's speech here, I think it's interesting to see The Guardian talking about how we need to come up and codify some new human rights to protect us against being hacked, against our minds being hacked, and against brain data theft. Let me repeat that. Brain data theft. This is The Guardian. Now, only a year or two ago, The Guardian and The New York Times and the rest of the mainstream media would have laughed at InfoWars. They would have called us tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists because we would have said, look, they're trying to read our minds. They're trying to control our minds. And, of course, this is something that the government, DARPA and others, the CIA, have been doing with MK Ultra program. They created LSD, a lot of chemicals. Now they're taking a more electronic approach to it instead of a chemical approach. But this has been their goal for 50, 60 years, trying to control people's minds, trying to read people's minds. And it's starting to become effective. And in addition to what DARPA is doing and the military, we also have the Brain Initiative from Barack Obama, starting out with about $200 million worth of funding. They're very serious about this. And you have to understand, this technology is going to bear fruit. And now the mainstream media is even talking about it. You know, it's a done deal. You know, it's already been done. And so they're saying, well, the new human rights that would protect people from having their thoughts and other brain information stolen, abused, or hacked have been proposed by researchers. Yeah. You need to make sure. And, you know, we might want to also, at the same time, you might want to also protect our freedom of movement so they don't lock us in the cities with Agenda 21 and taking over our cars, taking the steering wheels out of our hands and making travel by permission only as they track our every movement, as they tax our every movement, as they monitor our every thought. This may sound like paranoia, but it is technological reality. It's going to be here very quickly, and we need to make sure that we understand this, and we just don't dismiss this as science fiction. We've talked about this a long time, and people used to make fun of Alex Jones for putting a piece of tape or post-it over the camera on his monitor. They're not laughing about that anymore. You can see Zuckerberg putting it over his, because his organization is doing it. You know, Zuckerberg goes out and says, oh, we're going to work on technology that will let you type using your mind. Oh, that sounds great, doesn't it? Except what he's really saying is Facebook is going to be working on technology to read your mind. And, of course, they're not going to maintain your privacy. They're already collecting all kinds of information without your permission and using it without your permission. The government says anything that they collect on you belongs to them. It doesn't belong to you. Any data that they scrape on the internet by following you, by watching you, any of that belongs to them. This is an old doctrine going back to telephones, the old PIN doctrine, where they said, well, you know, we can get some information from people without getting a search warrant. And so that's what the government is doing. That's why it was so important for them. They tried so many times with CISPA, multiple times with CISPA, then ACTA, SOPA, PIPA. Then they took the P out of CISPA and they got it passed, CISA. We had Aaron Swartz go to fight that very, very rigorously. And then they trumped up charges against him. There were total trumped up charges. And, of course, his family said they drove him to suicide, saying that they were going to put him in jail for 30 years. And then the prosecutor's husband, as she was getting criticized for overzealous prosecution that drove him to suicide, the prosecutor's husband, her name is Ortiz, he tweeted out that she had offered him a deal just like 3 months in prison, and he turned it down. He was a fighter. You know, he was a meek guy, but he was tough. And he had fought CISPA many times. But they kept at it. They wanted that because with that, all this information that these people, Google, Facebook, Twitter, all of them are constantly monitoring everything that you're doing, all of that can be turned over to the government and you can't sue them. Or they can turn it over and they can sell it to people and you can't do anything about that. And, of course, when you look at the situations that have come out, the fight back and forth, which really is a bureaucratic fight, number one, the issue of whether or not your ISP, your Internet Service Provider, is going to be able to collect and monetize your data, that really is, in one aspect, it's a big fight over bureaucratic power. Who is going to control and regulate the Internet? But it's also a fight between corporations. Google, Facebook, these other social media companies, they already have the capability to do that. They don't want competition from your ISP. And so that is what's going on. You don't have privacy, folks. The only question is how much deeper are they going to go before we start putting some restrictions on it. So that's why this article from The Guardian is interesting. They say they move to try to get human rights codified to protect our minds and our brains from having being manipulated or having data taken out of them. It says the response to rapid advances being made with technologies that read or alter brain activity and which many expect to bring enormous benefit to people's lives in the coming year. Be able to play video games with your mind, as they say. So those are the enormous benefits. Do you really think that being able to play video games with your mind, that being able to type on Facebook with your mind, do you really think that is worth giving them access to your mind? We've had the military come in and say, well, you know, we want to give our soldiers superhuman capabilities. That's the latest attack that we're seeing here from DARPA. But in the past, they've said we want to make sure that people who are suffering from PTSD, that we can selectively remove memories. Or maybe we'll put some happy thoughts in there for you. Think about the implications of that. That is one of the worst sci-fi dystopian scenarios you can imagine. And that's what these people are actively working on and spending your taxpayer money doing. They have unlimited funds. Because we're not limited, folks, to the income tax. That is not our budget. They want us to be in debt. They don't fully pay it every year. The central bank, the Federal Reserve, they want us to be in their debt. They want to increase the welfare programs. That's what they did throughout all the third world. McNamara, when he got finished messing up everything with Vietnam, he went to work for the International Monetary Funds and the World Bank, and I forget which one of those he was at, but they were, I think it was the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. They were accused of rent-seeking because they encouraged all of these third-world countries to ramp up their welfare system, not to build infrastructure, not to invest in capital or invest in manufacturing or whatever to help people get started in their countries. No. They just wanted them to create welfare, and they would continue to loan them money. And they would continue to go into debt because it's not productive. We can see where that goes with Venezuela. So they said the IMF is engaging in rent-seeking. Everything that they're doing now is rent-seeking. They want to take over your cars. They want to lease the cars, not just the car itself, but they want to lease it to you by the ride. They don't want you to own it. They're seeking renters. They want you to be their perpetual renters. They want to make homes so expensive, so small, lock you up in the cities that you won't be able to own even your little coffin apartment. They want rent seeking. Okay, that's what it's all about. That's what the debt that we have is all about. It's the government, the Federal Reserve, pushing all of that for us. And so when I look at what they're doing with all the mine stuff, and we've talked about this a long time, about how, yes, they really are trying to do things to you, and they make fun of it, and they show people sitting there with tinfoil wrapped around their head. I don't think that that is effective, but you better believe that they're looking for ways to read your mind. And, of course, back in the 1980s, we had Michael Aquino, who was with the NSA, Colonel. He went on Oprah Winfrey dressed up like Eddie Munster, like a Satanist, openly talking about his Satanism, but also talking about how they would use ELF to control people's minds or attitudes or emotions, that type of thing. But let's take a look at Nancy Pelosi. Is she suffering from this already? Is she the first? Because, you know, quite frankly, I'm not saying that she is. I'm joking about this, folks, so that you don't think that we're throwing out a conspiracy theory here. But understand that I think she's getting old, okay? But understand that just as we have seen the NSA and their dragnet surveillance, the deep state, turn first against politicians, they will use the mind control stuff first against politicians. So the very people who are going to be the most at risk for this are the ones who could fix it if they had a backbone. But they don't. They don't have a backbone. But let's take a look at Nancy Pelosi. Let's play this video for her. She garbles words. She mispronounces countries in a short speech. And when I saw this, it just reminded me of Max Headroom. So we put a little bit of Max Headroom here at the front of it for those of you who don't remember Max Headroom from the 1980s.
What you're about to witness is one of the most sinister-sounding intros to a trailer to one of the greatest epics ever produced in the history of television. And there's more. Because you are going to see it as well.
Yes, it.
Yes, it. So!
Sit back.
Relax.
And enjoy my film.
And Hassan Shire, for your well-deserved recognitions tonight to all. Today, the strong moral voice of Refugees International. We degrade our values and our security when we slam the door in the face of children fleeing atrocities. With the specter of famine looming and over northeast Nigeria, Somalia, South Sudan, and Yemen, almost slashing the State Department budget and foreign aid budget by 30% would only deepen the crisis facing the children. Children need America to be their champion. Thank you, Refugees International, for your leadership. Thank you for your moral advocacy and your action. Thank you for challenging us to honor our values as a nation. Thank you all for the honor to participate this evening. Thank you so much.
There you go. And as I pointed out on the American Mirror, she had one task, and that was to put to rest questions about her health. I think she went a little bit deeper into it right there. Okay, so there's a Reuters poll that came out. And the question that DC Clothesline asks is, can Americans even think for themselves anymore? Are we buying into this kind of tribalistic groupthink? And what Reuters did was they asked people to consider a series of statements that President Trump had made on things like taxes, crime, the news media, and a lot of other issues. And they got Democrats and they got Republicans, and they would take a control group and they would read the statements to them, not telling them who had said it. And then they would, to the other group, tell them that President Trump had said it. Well, the Democrats then, the disagreement went way up. And for the Republicans, the agreement went way up. See, what is concerning about this is that this is really kind of a form of identity politics. It's kind of a form of tribalism. We have to look at this. It's like the situation Chuck Schumer said the other day. He said, if we get into a situation where Breitbart and New York Times are both considered, then we've lost democracy. It's like, no, if you do that, then people are thinking for themselves. You shouldn't disregard somebody because of the source. And the source of these statements, because they're coming from President Trump, doesn't make them true. It doesn't make them false. It doesn't make things true or false simply because Breitbart or the New York Times says it. Now, we understand, because we look at this and we might disagree so often with what the New York Times says, and we agree with maybe Breitbart or whatever, so maybe we're skewed with that, and that does, you can't help but be influenced by that. But you've got to not fall into this identity politics and this kind of tribalism, into celebrity politics. Today we had on the Drudge Report, they had The Rock up, Dwayne Johnson. I didn't even read the article. It's not the celebrity that we need. We don't need celebrity. We need a populace that thinks for itself. It's absolutely amazing. And are we even capable of that? Take a look at these stories about Nordstrom selling $425 jeans that are covered in fake mud. Seriously? Call it Nordstrom. They've got these things selling, as they point out in the story, more than a 40-inch television because they have these jeans that perpetually look dirty. Okay? So now it's not enough to look ragged, but now you can buy jeans, jackets, even shoes that look perpetually dirty. So I guess presumably you can look like some hippie from Berkeley or something. As a guy who has a show called Dirty Jobs said, they're a costume for wealthy people who see work as ironic, not iconic. It's absolutely insane. Where does this all end? Well, it doesn't. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with five German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 9797. That's harrys.com, code 9797, to get your free trial set.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the links so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Thank you.
Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In our next hour, we're going to be talking to Bill Jasper from the New American. We're going to talk about free speech. We're going to talk about the UN. It's getting involved in free speech. And, of course, I'm sure he's going to want to talk about the UN's involvement on Monday with President Trump and North Korea. Before we get back to the news, I just want to remind you that we have a limited supply of DNA Force coming to InfoWarsStore.com. It's been sold out for months at InfoWarsStore.com. It's very difficult and expensive to do batches of DNA Force because of one of the key ingredients in it that is very unique, BioPQQ. And we have over 170 studies that you can take a look at InfoWarsStore.com that'll tell you about that, but it's got a lot of other things in it as well. CoQ10, systemic enzymes, BioPQQ, and many other things. Take a look at the reviews. Take a look at some of the research about what BioPQQ does for you. And, of course, in a nutshell, if you think of your shoelaces and twist them like a DNA strand, you've got a cap on your shoelaces on DNA that's called a telomere. As that starts to erode naturally over time, the strand starts to unravel, just like your shoelaces would. So just like you got a cap on your shoelaces to keep them from unraveling, you have the telomeres to do that. And you can actually, studies have looked at it, the life expectancy of someone can be pretty much interpolated pretty accurately from looking at the length of their telomeres. So BioPQQ has had a lot of studies that show that it has an effect on that in particular. But take a look at DNA Force. If you want to get on the list as it comes back in stock, you can now sign up for that because it's in such high demand. Again, DNA Force coming up again at InfoWarsStore.com, and you can get on the list there. Okay, going back to where we just were. I mean, it's not just these insane genes. And I had Nico tell me on the earpiece here that Nordstrom's also been selling like a large rock that's wrapped in leather or in a leather pocket or something. They're selling these $425 jeans that are covered in fake mud. And, of course, you can get a jacket that's covered in fake mud to look like you're really working or something. I don't really understand. They know what their market is. It seems like a total idiocracy, in my opinion. But then, of course, here's another part of idiocracy. We've got BMW, and, of course, they own Mini. They have successfully developed a car that will change colors based on the driver's mood. This is the silliness of our technology that's coming up. Nothing that's going to make it any safer or working better. And this is the most amazing thing. These are the people who are working so hard to make sure that you're not even going to be driving your car. So who cares what your mood is inside? I mean, you know, if you wanted to know if somebody's got road rage and you could see that coming down the road, that might be a useful guide. But still, it's absolutely amazing. And yet we continue to see this. IKEA is laughing about the fact that they've got a bag that looks that they sell for 99 cents, a tote bag. And a high fashion outlet has put one out that looks exactly like it, except for the IKEA name on the handle, for $2,145. So by putting the IKEA label on the handle, they knock $2,144 off of that product. This is the idiocracy that we have. But then here, seriously, folks, when we look at a story from Daily Mail talking about a military analyst who looked at the military parades that they had, and we pointed out the rocket that had the bent nose cone on it, and one military expert looked at it and said, look, even their sunglasses are fake. But he said, these are fake guns. They don't have RPGs. And, of course, part of the reason for that is they don't want any of those soldiers to fire an RPG at Kim Jong-un while he's watching their parade. But you also have to remember, just like we heard in Wag the Dog, we had Robert De Niro say, it's a pageant. It's just a pageant. You have to understand when they're showing all these videos about blowing up the White House, a lot of that is for internal consumption. They don't have the capability to do it. Let's not let them railroad us into a war. Not them, not our generals. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that.